Workers at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant have been struggling to decommission the reactors that were crippled in the 2011 disaster. But before they start dismantling the structure, they must first deal with radioactive contaminated groundwater. The head of Japan's nuclear watchdog has visited the plant to see firsthand what the workers are up against. NHK World's Chie Yamagishi has more.
The chairman of the Nuclear Regulation Authority on Friday made his third visit to the crippled plant. Shunichi Tanaka gave the workers a much-needed pep talk.
There are still a lot of potential risks associated with Fukushima Daiichi. I want you to tackle each problem in a way that local residents and other people around the country can see progress.
Tanaka saw tanks storing contaminated water. He then went inside a turbine building to see the contaminated water. Since the accident 3 years ago, highly contaminated water has been flowing into a maze of tunnels from the damaged reactors and turbine buildings. Experts believe it's mixing with groundwater and then seeping into the ocean. Workers initially hoped to build a wall of ice to block the contaminated water. They then planned to pump out all the water. But the plan failed. So plant officials decided to adopt a new method, using cement. Workers have started pouring cement into tunnels and pumping out the contaminated water. Tanaka observed their efforts.
Removing the contaminated water from the tunnels has been our top concern for more than a year. Now we finally see that progress is being made toward completing the work.
Typical workers plan to finish removing the contaminated water from the tunnels by March. Tanaka says regulators will keep an eye on the utility's work to ensure the decommissioning is carried out safely. Chie Yamagishi, NHK World.
Authorities have also been struggling to find a place to store all the radioactive debris from the nuclear accident. Now they're one step closer after leaders of one Fukushima town approved a plan to build intermediate storage facilities there. Japan's government wants to store the debris near the damaged nuclear plant. They've earmarked a 16-square-kilometer site in the towns of Okuma and Futaba. Members of the Okuma Town Assembly have voted to accept the plan. They said they had no choice if they wanted to speed up reconstruction from the disaster.
I think it's time we came to a decision about this town.
There's no choice but to accept the plan. They're not going to be able to take the waste anywhere else.
I think the government has to take care of the landowners. They didn't want to give up their land.
The government still needs Futaba officials to give the green light, and they need the approval of the land's owners. Officials organizing the 2018 Pyeongchang Winter Olympics have rejected a plan to move events outside South Korea. The International Olympic Committee has suggested the burden of hosting the Games should be spread out. But organizing committee officials say all the events will be staged on home soil. Officials in Pyeongchang say construction of all the venues has already begun. The IOC members voted to allow host cities to move events to other cities, even to other countries. They made the recommendation as the host city is reportedly facing financial difficulties and delays in building the venues. They advised the organizer to consider moving the luge and bobsled events to another country. Japan's central city, Nagano, was one of the options. The city hosted the 1998 Winter Games. Japanese Olympic Committee President Tsunekazu Takeda had said, if asked, the JOC would have taken the proposal into consideration.